Good news, great news, amazing news. The beauty brand's annual leader sale is here. Protect that gorgeous do of yours with professional salon products. Save up to 72% on over 250 top brands like Biolaws, Redken, Hemp's, Paul Mitchell, and more. Pamper your mane and pamper it good. I'm excited. You're excited. We're all excited. It's Leader Sale!
Beauty Brand's annual Leader Sale. All your favorite salon professional shampoos and conditioners starting at just $14.99. Get to your nearest store or visit beautybrands.com.
It's time to warrior up. Grab one cream and two sugars for a cup of JoJo.
Watch me playing guitar, and you feel what my fingers can do, and you wish you were the one I was doing it to.
Hello. Are we on the air?
JoJo, we are on the air.
Oh, okay.
Welcome, everybody, to Dick's Sporting Goods Park out here in Commerce City, Colorado, for the 2018 version of the World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Take it away, JoJo.
Hey, everybody. This is a cup of JoJo War Drummer Raisin. And like JP just said, we're at the Warrior World Series of Youth Lacrosse. And we got miraculous leader this year in its first conception. Fantastic stuff. We're standing right here. We got this to the bracket, and we got some crazy games going on right now. Crazy games going on today. So yeah, we also have a team involved, but talking to the coaches right now. So they're going to be coming on as soon as they possibly can. And we're going to be on the air for approximately 30 minutes.
Yep.
We're going to play it by ear for all you podcasters out there.
Definitely, JoJo. Definitely.
We got some World Series of Youth Lacrosse fans out here, and I think they want to jump on the show and do a little. There's the mics right there. Thank you. There you go.
So, hi.
So I don't know if you know this, but we're on. So you got a lot of people. You know, you heard of iHeartRadio.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're on iHeartRadio. We got also a TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes. We got all that.
We got all that covered.
On the sportsbook.com. Anyways, so introduce yourself and tell her. She's super cool because she the other day she had the war paint on.
Oh, very nice. I bet you got pictures of that.
I should have.
Oh, come on, JoJo.
We did a selfie.
JoJo.
So introduce yourself and tell them what team you're here to mainly support and from.
Hi, my name is Jocelyn Evans, and supporting Team 91 Florida.
Ah, the Floridians.
Mm-hmm. The Florida has two Team 91 Titans. I mean, Team 91 has two teams, the Bandits and the Titans. And Florida, just the Team Florida, they're a very young group.
Gotcha.
So they got players that come next year, and even some of them come into next year. So on paper, they're the young overall out of all the teams here for this World Series. They're the youngest team out of all of them.
Wow.
So this is good, very good experience for them.
Definitely, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
How's your trip to Colorado been so far?
It's been great.
What's your favorite part so far?
I don't have a favorite part, all of it.
All of it? There you go.
Very cool. Just watching the team and pretty fair weather. Are you putting on sunblock?
Yes.
That's good.
You'll burn at a mile high.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's no humidity. Like you guys in Florida, I get a lot of humidity.
Yeah.
It's on the dry side. Is she your sister?
It's my sister.
Okay. You want to be able to get on the show? Yeah. So introduce yourself. Obviously, you're mostly going for it. Too many
Titans. Hi, I'm
Sarah
Drina, and I'm supporting Team 91 Titans Florida.
And any particular reason why? Like, obviously, you have family members in?
Yeah, my brother plays MIDI for Team 91 Titans.
Ooh.
And he has two brothers on the team, also, who play
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Now, let us know, how are they, are you communicating with them after yesterday's games? How are they feeling, how are they liking it?
The coach talks to them for a long time after the games, and I think, like you said, they're here for the experience, since they'll have more years to come and be a part of it, but they're having a lot of fun, they're happy, and that's all we can ask for. Even if they're not winning, they're still having a blast.
Yes.
And seeing all the gear and at the banquet, they were so happy trading pins and getting to see all the team. They were just happy, and I think that's all that matters this year. We'll come back next year, and we'll prepare, and we'll be better.
Oh, right.
Come back.
And how about the food? It was good food last night.
Yeah, it was good.
So the banquet last night. So just describe your feelings and everything that went on.
It was wonderful. I mean, all the teams were there, and seeing them all dressed up and not smell like gross, like lacrosse players. I was like, oh my gosh, are these the boys that were playing today? But it was awesome.
Now, you've had your fair share of gross, you know, with these guys traveling around the country, I bet.
Yeah. Walking past the lacrosse bag is terrible. So bad.
They make spray on stuff for that now, too.
I know, it doesn't work.
I know, I've tried it on my knee braces. It doesn't work.
Jojo,
yeah. Who else we got here?
We got somebody flying out. I want to see. You guys want to get out for a minute?
What are you doing, Jojo?
Oh, this is my podcast.
What?
That's Joe B.
Yeah, that is Joe B. I've met Joe B before. ESPN.
My coach is on ESPN. Jojo, can we get on?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Get the mic and then stick around. And we'll get Joe too.
Thanks for coming on, girls.
What do you say?
Get you on for a quick minute,
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're having some resistance from the ESPN crew over here, just real quick. So we're going to try to get him on the mic here.
Play the drum on the podcast. Oh, that'll
be sweet.
Well, where's my mic? What am I, wood?
We had a glitch on one of them.
They invite me in. They get no microphone. We're on commercial right now.
We're live. We're doing this freeform.
We're on a couple of JoJo Awards on the waves.
On the sportsoffensive.com.
You and Joe here with ESPN for the Warrior World Series with Utah.
It's my turn.
Q's got the role. The wardrobe role.
It's right there.
Okay, this is Q, everybody.
Yes.
What's your name?
Oh, look at that.
Hey, what's going on here?
Nice.
All right, let's go.
You're going to have to try to stay.
Oh, yeah. It actually was.
And that's it.
Is his name Austin? Oh, you're up.
I'm
everyone, this is Q's. That's a heartbeat,
right? Give us some variety of your tempos here. As Santana started warming up,
I've seen that.
You've seen it?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, man. I've definitely seen that.
And then, Superimposing that Gray Slick's performance was.
Gray Slick, yeah.
Yeah.
And
that was great.
And obviously, I'm a big Woodstock fan. My family. But I was thinking you want to talk about
shit. Yeah, thank you, Q. Right on. Thank you. We got Team Bandits, not by Bandits. We got. Everyone, this is
semifinal
action coming up.
Yeah, big deal. This is unique for us, JoJo, because typically when we wake up in the morning, we know what game we're covering that afternoon, evening.
Right.
So our prep's all done, and we're just putting the finishing touches, and it's kind of a sit around and wait. Mm-hmm. Today's a lot more going on for us this morning.
Exactly.
We got four teams taking down a two that we have to know by 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yep.
So watching these games is critical, and talking to the players and coaches afterwards. Really important. And we'll catch them again when we get to the stadium.
Yep.
So it's a lot of work in a short period of time for us. It's very different.
In other words, these teams are like neck and neck, like in a horse race. Like you need a pitcher.
Yeah.
Just like in a horse race, though, they're favorites. And I think the two teams from Long Island are the favorites, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean you're going to get through.
Right.
Obviously, from your horse racing analogy, sometimes the best horse doesn't get across the finish line.
Exactly.
And we've seen that before in this tournament. Even though it's only 3-plus years old, we've seen the top team fail. But it's interesting when you think about their world rankings. Mm-hmm. Seems like they got it right. They got 3 of the top 4 teams plus an invite squad from north of the border here in the quote Final Four. So they got it right.
You know what's quite interesting this week, you guys? Team Israel, okay? Not too shabby versus Long Island Express here in the Final Four.
They're going to get better every single year. You know, I think they brought 3 players over from Tel Aviv and the Netanya area, mm-hmm. where there's now a wrecking cross league.
Yep.
I met a couple of them yesterday. Mm-hmm. Heading over there next week, obviously, for the World Championships. But that's a good sign. And I would love to see more European nations, England. It would just help their Finland, the Swiss, the Dutch, maybe even Australia, because those, I don't want to use the word, it just doesn't seem like those nations are improving as much as some of the others because of their rec league program. They're club-based in their lacrosse growth, mm-hmm. so a lot of kids don't start till they're 14 or 15 years old. I think it really would benefit those nations if they could, set up programs that start them as 8 and 9 year olds.
Mm-hmm. They're already getting, like you said, too. They're already getting better and better.
They get better and better. They're just a little behind the curve, right? Mm-hmm. So you start at 8, and there's gonna be a big difference.
They tell us the goal is to make lacrosse the national sport of Israel. So
yes,
them well in their efforts. They're getting there.
That's fantastic. Casey said, he can pull it off.
The kids over there call him Uncle Case. He's a dual citizen.
Yep.
And I know he played, his first 7 years in Major League Lacrosse here in Denver. Mm-hmm. And just to watch him on the sideline interacting with his coaches and the players, it's wonderful to watch him. I think they had, I want to say, as many as 8 different states in the United States represented by Jewish American players, plus the 3 or 4 from Israel. So they're getting there. They're growing it. And I think it's great. Q mentions the World Championships are there coming up very, very soon. Mm-hmm. So obviously the spotlight falls upon them again.
Yep, just about 10 days from now.
Yeah, and then the Iroquois team didn't bring a team this year. They didn't gather enough, and I think they wanted to do more.
Well, the Iroquois are playing box lacrosse right now. They just ended their box season, so I do remember that from last year when we did some interviews with them.
Yeah, I actually had a couple of the kids text me that were pretty sad that they wanted to come, but got to pull the team. Actually, Team Evolve has one of the kids on their team.
Yeah, Team Evolve. Mm-hmm. There's 2 Team Evolves here. There's one from Ontario.
Yeah, I came over here to help give us some pronunciation help on this one.
There you go.
Gerhult. The T is more like a D.
The D. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Gerhult.
So I'm guessing it's Barrero is the last name, but you got to help me with the front one.
Gerhult.
All right. If you say so, that's what we're going with if he gets there.
Gerhult.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is. A lot of vowels next to each other.
The Evolve team from Ontario has about a handful of kids who project to be potential Canadian junior hockey players sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4 of them were Josie. They're tracking for what, Canadian junior?
Top flight major junior A. So there's at least 3 or 4 kids on that team now at age 14 who will be terrific junior A hockey players by age 16. They're on that track. They're on that path. They're going to be very good.
Yeah. And the team involved, the team that's in the Final Four today, the kids stick on it. They shoot
They all look like clones. So they all look like clones. You know, they run around. They're all similar body types and height. They're not the tallest in the group here. Mm-hmm. But from a skill standpoint, they keep rolling these guys off the bench, and there's no drop-off. So I think if they can get this semifinal into the fourth quarter close, I think they can win it. They've got to watch Team 91 in the first 10 minutes of the game. I think the opposite is true for the Long Island Express Next Level game. Next Level has four or five tremendously explosive players, but then maybe their bench is not as good. So they typically have gotten tired through their games. Okay, so they've taken early leads. Yeah, they've taken early leads and held on. So if the Express can deal with Next Level early, I think it bodes well.
It's an endurance test, right? This is seven games.
Yeah, it's like a marathon.
This is seven games now for the semifinals in 2.5 days.
At 5
a lot
of weight.
The two of these teams are going to go on to play tonight.
That's right.
You guys
4 o'clock.
Calling.
Yep,
4 o'clock.
That's
4 o'clock
Mountain time.
6 o'clock Eastern. Mm-hmm. ESPN2 from the big stadium.
I like your setup here, fellas. Even though you don't have a microphone.
It's all right. I'm not going to take it personally. Have a great time.
Joe, we set this up kind of last second, guys. Thanks for being on. We really do appreciate it.
Enjoy the day.
Yeah.
Make up.
Have a good call tonight, guys.
Everyone's going to be on ESPN2. They got the call.
Call tonight. 4 o'clock Mountain Time, 6 o'clock East Coast Time. And don't forget about Pacific. That would be 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Got to remember the Pacific. The specifics of the Pacific.
Exactly. The shush and the shun.
So check this out. We got some Tri-State fans here. We got Tri-State here. Everyone. So check this out. He's getting that ground ball for you. He's treating that microphone like it's a ground ball.
Yeah.
but my guys are cool here. They've been hanging out. They're with Tri-State. They're supporting obviously Tri-State team. Okay. But they're going around and they're watching all the games. They're just enjoying the game up together.
Wow.
I would very much the guy that's got he has a mic right now on. In his hands, but
yep.
I'm gonna give him a little award, Jim Rowe. A little award, Jim Rowe introduction, because this is not his first trip here to the Warrior World Series.
Sure.
I was here last year.
And see, both guys, they have the flag.
We got some Denver repeats.
No, interesting, funny, cool story. My man here, after this, he's gonna introduce himself. He was wearing a New York Lizards bucket hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Joe Spallina, head coach for the New York Lizards, head coach for the Team 91 Bandits, he was talking to him. And my man here is like, Joe Spallina was just going on for a while, and then he didn't believe. And then Joe Spallina said, well, he finally told him, I'm the head coach of the New York Lizards. And my man looks at me, he kind of didn't believe it. So he looks at me, and he's like, is he? And I thought that's really the head coach for the New York Lizards. And he put his hand over his mouth like, oh.
Oops.
Oh, no, like, wow.
I saw him when I was in Florida once.
Is that cool? So introduce yourself, mommy.
I'm Liam Daly, and I'm really excited for the Wolverines Team 91.
Mm.
There you go.
I feel like that's going to be a pretty good game. And I feel like Express is going to go to a championship against Next Level. And I'm really excited for
Wolverines
Team 91. That's
going to
be a good game.
That's going to be an amazing game because both teams work the field really well, like the whole field.
Involve is going to beat 91.
What's that?
Involve is going to beat 91.
Oh, we got involved.
We got a little trash talking going on here.
And,
you could come on.
They both have a really good record.
Mm-hmm.
For Involve, they're 4-1, and Team 91, 5-0.
You guys, Next Level, the Team Next Level.
Oh yeah,
they're sneaking up. They snuck up on everybody. Everybody,
yeah.
There's not too many people hurrying, so they're like, whoa.
Yeah, they're actually really good. Mm-hmm. I was surprised how far they made it, and I think that it's going to be a long run of stretch, Team 91's getting a little too cocky about everything.
Oh.
Is that what you see from your eyes?
Yeah, I think Long
Island Express is
going to
crush
them.
Yeah, they are.
Well, can I get my prediction?
Yeah, that's totally your opinion. You guys want to get on?
Yeah.
Okay, can you get the boys on?
Hold on.
He's getting that ground ball again. Hold on.
Well, I'm going to
Express
versus Next Level.
See
you guys.
So I think it's
going to
be
short
with 91 in the final.
Wait, hold on. Hold on real quick, you guys.
Stewart's out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't see your name up there.
Whoa, Cap, you're our star athlete.
Is that last year's thing? Okay, everyone, in case you all didn't know, this is A Cup of JoJo War Drummer Ways, presented by the sportsoffensive.com. We're on iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, anywhere in the world. We got fans listening from Japan. We got fans in Australia. We got fans from
New Zealand, Ecuador, Colombia.
We got people listening in all over the
United Kingdom, Norway, Scotland, France, Spain.
And of course, happy 4th of July. We got a lot of
fans. Hey, happy 4th of July. That's right. Happy 4th of July. We can't forget about that, guys.
So, you guys, I apologize. We have more headsets, but for some reason, the other headsets are not working, so we just have one mic to share. So we got Shore to Shore here. They just had a game, you guys, just now. A very, very good game against Team 5280. The kids played quite well throughout the whole tournament.
Nice.
They know what they're doing.
Cool.
You say the name.
You know what? Next time, next tournament, you know, we should really got to step up our game, keep progressing through the year. Eventually, we'll be at that level.
Shout out to Andrew Mottos.
Yeah, go. You can give your
shout out to Monique.
Shout out to Monique.
Shout out to the girl.
Wait, how many people are watching right now? Shout out to Edge.
So I think instead of
the tournament, we're just going to finish.
I'm going
next year.
So speaking of
Shout out to Natan Rubin. Sure, we had a quality tournament. No, we didn't have all of our players because of age requirements. But next tournament, we'll come into the Millen. We're gonna take that dub and just have a great all around season. I mean, I have not finished speaking.
He is not afraid of the microphone.
No, we had high expectations. Thought we were gonna make it today, but you know that sometimes things don't fall your way. That's just how life is.
What a great attitude.
Do you think he's been groomed to do this interview? Or?
Shout out Warrior, Diana. I'm gonna give it to Murph right here.
Shout out Cammy.
So tomorrow, next 2 weeks in the middle,
Cammy,
we're gonna beat all the teams here, especially Express. We're gonna play them in the finals, so we're gonna beat them.
Shore to Shore.
Yeah,
I know it didn't go our way. I got a prick, but it was an awesome experience. Great. Body in the middle. All right, Reese. All right, so
you know what? This is a great tournament all around. Every team played really well. Definitely a learning experience. We went from mistakes. We get better every single day. Every practice, you know, every time we progress, we eventually get to that
yes,
level.
Ben.
And you know what?
Woo!
We're going to keep progressing from here. Let's go
yes!
to the shore.
They're the defending champs because they won last year.
They're gonna be the champs.
No, they're not. Yeah. He's calling.
Sports wagering is legal. Right here, not New Orleans Express the champ. By 2 points.
It's gonna
be really close game though.
I want to touch on something. How often do you think it would be? Not as Major League Lacrosse has a 2 point part. What if World Series put a 2 point there? Maybe not quite as far. Maybe about a yard and a half closer in.
I think it would be kind of unfair because if it's like a one goal game and then they have a short shooter, we can just shoot from the 2 point line.
But that's the goal, defensive strategies to come out and know that, right?
JoJo's already trying to change the game here.
Okay, let's get everyone, I know you can't see this right now, but...
That's my boy, 6'9". He's a singer now.
Right? The two-point arc?
Yes.
Yeah. And now, what if, not a crazy shot clock, but what if like a 75-second shot clock?
Wait, I'm going to say
it. That's good, I think, because sometimes someone wrestle managed to call it, and I think that'll be manageable.
Mosquito!
Like, as soon as there's a change of possession, they start it, huh?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm back. Just another statement. I think Short Thorns are taking next year to put on the grid. I don't think they won a game off season, but you know, still gonna
be good.
Sea Wolves gang. Again, Short Thorns just really gonna take that Millen dub. We have all our players, but I mean, you know, we had a tough time because
Sportsoffensive.com, guys. Sportsoffensive.com.
So you know what? This is the first new program for the lacrosse. This is the first team that competed in the World Series of youth lacrosse and stuff. And for all the years younger, when they come up here in Denver, as they get older, they're gonna look up to us. We were the first team that was here. And you know what? It's a great learning experience. Yep. It's awesome.
He said that like 25. He's all around. He's the
platinum
of challenger art
taking
into the WWE. Hey,
great
party.
Now, again, you know, we should start on our team.
It's the creme de la creme on a ball tournament. But, so to be here is fantastic, and knowing how intense, but still making it fun, pulling it off.
And watching the kids mingle with the kids and the pins, and the pins idea is a great idea.
Got a new friendship. Very nice to meet you. Yes, fantastic. What good memories?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Hi there.
We got Tri-State
over here. Tri-State's walking past the table here.
Jojo.
Hey, Jojo.
Thank you, guys. Hey, so a cup of Jojo, War Drummer Ways, presented by the sportsoffensive.com. We got Tri-State in the house. How you guys doing, man?
There you go.
There you go. It's outside. Yes. A couple of JoJo names are doing. One, iHeartRadio.
JoJo, I've always wanted to be on your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Huh? Well, you're live across 22 countries right now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, live situation. And then I'll obviously on demand, I'll shoot out the link later and everything. So tell us about your experience with the War Drummer Ways.
What? Well,
it's
fun.
We
got to meet new kids that
we've
never played before, and we came together with a team.
This is very good. We have Titans here. Come on, right here. You want to get on here? You want to do something? All right. You guys stick around here. So everyone, we have Tri-State and Titans right next to each other. So we're creating memories, friendship, and fun. And we got number 9 over here. Not messing around. He's ready to do some stick checks on his teammate. Oh, ouch. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
a lot of people are wearing the Royal or New Balance.
See you guys. Once more. Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Yeah, come on anytime. Okay, we had a couple of your fans out here a little earlier, so introduce yourself and what team you are. Right, so look at everyone. So we got Team 91 Bandits, Team 91 Tyson, the Bandits are outside of New York, specifically Long Island area, Strong Island. And we got the Team 91 obviously from Florida. So we got two different the same company, same organization.
Yeah, same organization. Yeah. Just one from Florida, one's from the Guy Island.
From Brian Spolina. Just, you know, organization. So those guys know what they're doing. They're talking about. So how much fun are you having? That'll get traffic. We were talking earlier that the 291 Titans are the youngest two.
Yeah,
They could, all of them could be here for next year, and mm-hmm. some of them.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. So every game you guys battle. So what does that say, man? These are the best teams on earth.
And we have won 2025.
Wow.
In the 99.
Number 99. Wow. Well, I think the folks that I think they want to get on too. Parents, come on in. So what are you guys gonna do? Start preparing next year, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So always making it fun.
Yeah.
We got guys here coming on in. Next level. Come on. Here we go. Is that everyone? This is like the Warriors, World Series, the Duke of Fox. Oh, geez. Go ahead, guys. So you got your team in the final four. Okay, your team's in the final four. Okay. Now, why are you a fan of the team Bandits? And check this out. So we got the field's like about approximately 10, 15 miles from us. Obviously, the players are going to go into the championship game. What do you think about that? The other thing, next level, and two over the Long Island Express. That's going to be good.
Okay.
Yeah,
they deep in
the corner. Super easy. Got a chance. It's always, it's like back and forth. You ready? Yeah. You got about 5 more minutes. And JP?
Yeah, so, what's your favorite memory of the weekend? Okay.
This guy's good. So Brian Spolina, you got someone out there, right?
Yeah,
very cool, dude. So we got some fans over here, the Warriors, and the Top. And your team is about to go along with that 1 minute. Okay, so put the mic on. There you go. Okay, so you just heard it. We got maybe about 2 more minutes. So introduce yourself, and then what team are you using? And what team are you most rooting for? So they're all the Team 91 too? Okay. All right, that's your team. That's your team. There you go.
Which team are you from? Okay.
They just team 52.
Yeah.
So good group of kids. And they have some solid moves. And you've seen a lot of flashes like next year when they come. Yeah, I'm interested in any particular reason why Team 91. Chicago. But it's going to be a good game. And everyone, one of our sponsors is the Coca-Cola company. She's having a party.
Yes, she is. JoJo doing his war drummer thing here all the time.
So you're going to go watch the game now? Oh, the game is face off.
Yep, the game is face off right now. Thanks, girls.
JP, you want to tell everyone about the other shows?
Yeah, you can catch on the Offensive Media Productions. The Sports Offensive is our flagship show every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific. We have a Cup of JoJo War Drummer Ways on Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays at 1:30 Eastern and Thursday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern. We have the Alien Offensive being taped and broadcast. You can catch all the action on the sportsoffensive.com homepage. We have embedded players to all the shows. Catch up on all the details. JoJo, let's wrap it up here from the World Series of Youth Lacrosse 2018.
One more time, everyone. Broncos Stadium at Mile High.
Yes.
The game is today. The championship. The
tonight.
Tonight.
Or afternoon.
Yeah, right.
4 o'clock Mountain, 6 o'clock Eastern.
So get there. There's plenty of tickets still available. And then after that, you got the Denver Outlaws versus the Boston Cannons.
Yep. And we got Trevor Baptiste coming back to town.
Trevor Baptiste. And he's going to... JP, he's never been on, he's always been, like when I do the war drummer, he's never faced against the war drummer.
Exactly, he's never been against the drummer.
He's not going to like it.
He's not.
Too bad.
Exactly.
He's in trouble. So everyone, check us out, man, thesportsoffensive.com. JP, should we cue the music?
Get me back in there, I can. Your computer likes to go into sleep mode real fast.
I plugged it where... It's harder to for people.
But
to
yeah, ready. Once again, this is World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Let's.
Thanks, guys.
So JoJo, yeah. We're gonna get down here and watch some semifinal action. Catch all the action on thesportsoffensive.com. See you, everybody.
Time to warrior up, grab one cream and two sugars for a cup of JoJo.
And you watch me playing guitar, and you feel what my fingers can do, and you wish you were the one I was doing the blues.
SportsOffensive.com and then listen to the shows, and you can pick up the feed from any one of those. It'll be uploaded in about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. So you can listen tomorrow or
anytime you want. Yeah. They're always uploaded in archives.
I don't know how to do yours.
You just gotta plug it.
I mean, if you like to unplug it.
Yeah, you just gotta unplug it. It's gotta go back.
And how do you wind up like this?
Just not too tight on the bottom there.
Okay.
Where
okay.
It's a little slack. That way it won't. Yeah, I just want to get this in the car. So.
Next level of video, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be jumping for you.
I'll be helping.
You see you there, bro.
Good.
good news, great news, amazing news. The Beauty Brand's annual leader sale is here. Protect that gorgeous do of yours with professional salon products. Save up to 72% on over 250 top brands like Biolaws, Redken, Hemp's, Paul Mitchell, and more. Pamper your mane and pamper it good. I'm excited. You're excited. We're all excited. It's Leader Sale!
Beauty Brand's annual Leader Sale. All your favorite salon professional shampoos and conditioners starting at just $14.99. Get to your nearest store or visit beautybrands.com.
Good news, great news, amazing news. The Beauty Brand's annual leader sale is here. Protect that gorgeous do of yours with professional salon products. Save up to 72% on over 250 top brands like Biolaws, Redken, Hemp's, Paul Mitchell, and more. Pamper your mane and pamper it good. I'm excited. You're excited. We're all excited. It's leader sale.
Beauty Brand's annual leader sale. All your favorite salon professional shampoos and conditioners starting at just $14.99. Get to your nearest store or visit beautybrands.com.